Aaron?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us your title. What do you do?
I'm a professional intuitive, better known as a professional psychic.
A professional psychic. So people come to you and you tell them good things and bad things?
I tell them mostly good things.
That's good. I love to hear that.
See, he was a little scared, Karen. He had a bad experience.
I don't want to hear bad things.
With a Ouija board.
Frightened. He looks frightened. Yeah.
He heard death was coming.
Yeah.
One time, so he got a little scared. He got a little scared. So he doesn't want to hear
I don't want to hear bad. Death is coming anymore.
Okay. I won't tell you.
Oh, no. See, we'll now I'm scared
again. That's, see, that's horrible.
We'll let it sneak up on
him. Yeah.
That way you don't have to know.
All right. So we have brought you in because it is Halloween. And we'd like to know about ourselves and maybe some listeners in a little while. So you'll be here for a little while with us.
Wonderful. I can't wait.
Where can people find you, by the way?
I have an office over in Rocky Hill. It's okay. Located at 2433 Main Street, suite number 7 off the Silas Dean Highway.
We got links to your homepage and everything up on WCCC.com, on the Rock 106.9 WCCC Facebook page. Why is this thing echoing for me?
I don't know. Spooky.
Because your headphones are too loud.
Probably.
Because you don't want to miss a word that Karen says.
Because I'm deaf.
I want to let all your listeners know that they can fan me on Readings by Karen off of Facebook. That would be really lovely.
All right, cool.
All right, now, so what do you do? Say I come in, what do you do at first?
Well, what I do is I will often take a look at your handwriting. I do handwriting analysis as a part of the reading most of the time. I'll take a look at your palms and see what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have you work with a regular deck of cards. I have you pick 20 cards from a regular deck of cards. And I start telling you about the past, present, and a little bit about the future.
Okay.
And then we get a little deeper into your life and talk about kind of the challenges and all the good things that are coming. And we predict out about 6 to 9 months.
I'm so glad I washed my hands.
What were you doing?
I just want to be clean. I want to have fresh, clean hands for you too.
She wants to make sure you can read it right. You know what I mean?
She reads my palm. It's just like, barbecue sauce.
You ate chicken.
Yeah.
You know? So coming up in a little bit, Zugo and I will go first, Bokozie, because we think you need a lot of time.
I'm ready now. She can look at my hand right now.
You want her to look at your hand right now?
Sure,
right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Here's my hand.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, first of all, I want to say to you that you're a pretty loyal person, generally speaking.
Okay.
And it also shows that you believe that you get what you work for. You are someone who is more curious, about people than other people. So you like to know things about them before you know things about them. So you're pretty intuitive. What you'll do is you'll take a look at someone and you'll make a prediction about what they're all about. And then you'll wait for that prediction to come true.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got here. You're pretty open-minded, generally speaking. Family's very important to you, which is kind of neat. And it also shows that although you would travel to different countries and that kind of thing, you're a pretty American kind of guy. You pretty much live here. Is that true?
USA. USA.
There you go. That's pretty much what I got for you.
Okay. Thank you.
See, it wasn't that bad.
Wow.
He was so worried.
He was. Was his palm sweating?
And you have arthritis in your thumb.
Bokozie and Ms. Klonk back in 2 minutes on The Rock 106.9 WCC.